On today's show, more and more automakers are facing scrutiny over fuel economy and emissions. Uber is beginning to cut into the rental car business, and we want to know if you can identify this truck. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 22nd of 2016. Yesterday it was reported that Volkswagen will buy back 500,000 vehicles due to its diesel emission cheating scandal. And now more automakers are facing scrutiny from authorities over fuel economy and emissions. Earlier in the week, Mitsubishi admitted it overstated fuel economy ratings for several of its models sold in Japan. Now Reuters reports that more vehicles are likely involved than previously revealed, and NHTSA also requested info from the company to find out if it's violating any rules in the U.S. Daimler also revealed that the U.S. Department of Justice asked the company to perform an internal investigation over its diesel emissions certification process. Lawsuits have been filed against the company alleging its diesels violated emission standards. Daimler says the claims are without merit and that it's fully cooperating with authorities. And government fraud investigators in France raided the offices of the PSA Group, the parent company of Peugeot and Citroën. Authorities said they discovered irregularities in several diesel-powered vehicles. These issues won't likely rise to the level of the VW scandal, but it is a black eye for the industry. We've reported about how Uber is cutting into the taxi business, but it's now having an impact on rental car companies, at least with business travelers. According to Certify, a company that provides software for travel and expense management, Uber accounted for 43% of ground transportation expense through the company, compared to 40% for rental companies last quarter. And it's a growing trend. Over the past 2 years, rental car transactions have fallen 15 percentage points among business travelers, and taxis have fallen 23 percentage points. And this is just another reason why so many automakers are experimenting with mobility services. And still to come, Audi updates the A6 and A7, and we have another barn find to challenge you.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, feel good about driving.
In an effort to reduce its carbon footprint, Toyota is switching over to a new type of rubber for engine hoses called Biohydrin. It's a synthetic rubber that's manufactured using plant-derived biomaterials instead of petroleum-based materials. Toyota says the rubber hoses are similar in quality, but reduce carbon emissions by an estimated 20% over the life of the parts. The first application of Biohydrin will be used for hoses in engine intake system components, but it plans to expand the usage to other rubber components like brake and fuel hoses. All Toyota vehicles made in Japan will use the hoses by the end of this year. You know, those looking to get into an Audi A6 or A7 may just want to hold off a little bit longer, as the automaker announced some fresh enhancements to the sedans. Both feature slightly massaged front and rear fascias, while the optional S-Line exterior package for the A6 gets a new grille. Inside, LED lighting highlights new material finishes in aluminum and birch wood. Other new features include Apple CarPlay and Android Auto displays on the center screen, wireless smartphone charging, and two tablets for rear seat passengers that connect to the car. Pricing remains the same as before, and the cars will soon be available for order worldwide. You know, we here at Autoline love all the different ways in which we get to interact with you, including when you send us pictures for our barn find segments, and here's another one. Viewer Jim Balecki was tipped off by a friend about a graveyard of old trucks located near the Mackinac Bridge in northern Michigan. While most were Fords and Chevys, Jim spotted this truck, which he couldn't identify. So we're enlisting your help. If you think you know what this truck is, leave your guess in the comment section below, and we'll reveal its identity next week. Could internal combustion engines run on hydrogen instead of diesel or gasoline in the future? That's coming up next.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
All of the hydrogen-powered cars available today use a fuel cell. But it's also possible to run internal combustion engines on hydrogen. On Autoline this week, we're joined by a panel of powertrain experts, including Matthew Riley from Nautilus Engineering. In the following clip, he discusses how its technology can help piston engines run on hydrogen.
The Autoline This Week powertrain series preview is brought to you by BorgWarner.
We don't have direct injection. We don't use port fuel injection. We have a throttle body injection. We've went back to an older technology but increased the pressure a little bit. We're able to do a full homogeneous mix outside of the combustion chamber, which no one else can do, to drag into the combustion chamber and then cause detonation. It's actually a flameless ignition. Everything at once ignites instead of a flame propagation that gases will expand the piston, expand the area and force the piston down.
So what you're saying is doesn't matter if it's gasoline as a fuel or
Correct.
Diesel as a fuel or hydrogen as a fuel.
Correct. We're more efficient, more powerful.
For more about alternative powertrains and how the life of the piston engine can be extended, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can check it out on our YouTube channel. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching, and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details, and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.